Oh, come on, Emma. You sound like John. The Spaniards' culture is different. They respond to catastrophe in a more open showing of grief. You know we don't know how to grieve in this country, and we don't show our grief. This can't be a revelation to you. The fact that probably 4,000 people will show up at the square today is a miracle.
Think about all the people during the war who gave up their lives to protest the occupation. They had a notion of sacrifice. The people in Spain, while not giving up their lives, have the notion of sacrifice to a cause. Hunger strikes. We have no notion of sacrifice. We have to fit the protest in between our normal Saturday activities.
What would you have us do? Quit our jobs, buy berets and armbands, get a printing press, and develop secret codes? Sounding naive and emotional is rather unbecoming on you.
Gosh, I hope none of our friends find out I'm naive and emotional.
You're not. That's my point. Going on is just as important as waving banners. Hang on a sec, I want to check my messages. You don't mind if I smoke in here, do you?
It's okay. Car smells like rotten broccoli anyway.
Yeah, what is that smell?
Oh, that's gas. I had to get some for the lawnmower. Sorry, I didn't take it out before we left. Is it very bad?
Not with the windows down. Pierce called. He'll meet us down there near the statue. The statue? That's no good. It's too far away! No one even congregates there. I won't be able to hear the speaker. It's nowhere near the square. What the hell did he want to meet? Oh, Carla called too. She and Tanya are going to that new French place tonight. La Baffy, something or other. They want to know if I want to go. Wanna?
No, Tanya's a moron. I love Carla to death, but I can't stand to sit at a table for 2 hours with that apolitical, uneducated, low-life moron. Well, that's not true. I could take it okay if she was nice to Carla, but she's not.
What are you doing?
Looking for a good space.
Why don't you park in the lot? I'll pay.
It's not the...
I know. It's the principle of the thing. Park in the lot, please. I don't want to walk all over. Here. This is a good one. And it's close to the statue. Yeah, great. Fine. No one is here. I can't see shit, and when the lecturing starts, we won't be able to hear a goddamn thing. Where the hell is he?
Patience. Are you afraid you'll miss the protest? I'm sure there'll be another.
What is this one for, anyway? I forget. Oh, here he is.
Hello, you guys.
Well, it's about time. Hell of a place to pick, Pierce.
Oh, shit. Do you two mind staying here a minute? I forgot something in the car. I'll be right back.
How long? I want to be on time. I want to go to the mall afterwards, you know?
I'll be right back. Do you have everything you need?
Yes, I brought everything I need.
Need? Sure, I guess. What do you mean?
Nothing. I'll be right back.
Hurry up.
Hey, everything okay?
So far. She made a cell phone call and I came up behind her. She went out in a second. The fumes from that shit almost knocked me out, too.
Yeah, she complained about the gas fumes in the car, too. I had to come up with some story about the lawnmower.
But yours is electric.
She didn't know that. Where is she? Up there already? Oh, yes. That was fast. Nobody saw you?
No. The trees around the statue protected us from view. The bronze was a little slippery, though. I almost fell. And that would have been ironic.
We don't have much time. It's almost 2. They'll start to march soon. Want me to do it?
No, that's okay. I'll do it. I got her lighter, too. Did you talk to her?
I tried. The notion of self-sacrifice was almost a foreign concept to her.
Interesting choice of words. It is a foreign concept. Italy, Japan, Germany, Thailand, Korea, China.
But not here. Careful, be ready to run. Are you going to be able to jump from there?
Yeah, I jumped after I tied her up there, just to check. Any last doubts?
Of course. But we're still doing the right thing. We need to be here to carry on the fight. For her, it was only a lark, something to fill a bright Saturday afternoon. She didn't understand the gravity of protest, and she never would understand that you can't just do it occasionally. I'm preaching to the choir, sorry. What was it Shaw said? Self-sacrifice enables us to sacrifice other people without blushing. Ready?
Are you?
Do it, Pierce. Light it. Run.
The tumult and the shouting dies. The captains and the kings depart. Still stands thine ancient sacrifice, an humble and contrite heart.
Ravik.
Billboard.
Graffiti.
Billboard. 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 Billboard.
Signal. 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 Signal.
Woman. 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 Woman.
Signal. 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 Signal.
Woman.
Signal. Signal. Signal.
Woman.
Man.
Woman.
Love.
Man. Man.
Woman. Woman.
Love.
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 Love,
love, love, love,
love, love, love, love,
love, love,
love,
love,
love,
love,
love,
love,
love,
love, man, 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 man,
woman, woman, woman,
man,
woman,
man,
woman.
Man, man, man.
Woman. Woman?
Man?
Woman.
Bus. Bus. Bus.
Man. Man. Man, 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 man,
man,
So, how's it feel to have a whole year under your belt, kid?
Feels good. Thanks, partner.
You're welcome. You're gonna make a good cop. I remember when I was a fresh-faced, innocent kid like you after a year on the street. I thought I knew my shit, but I learned. Boy, did I learn. He's a mean streets kid. Real mean, dangerous. Don't be fooled by appearances. I bet you barely pulled out your gun since you've been on the beat.
Well, just at the range.
I thought so. That's the trouble with this town. LA, New York, Chicago, Philly. You know you're in the shit. This town. Too easy to get lulled into a false sense of security. Let me give you some advice, kid. Get them before they get you. Got it?
Yeah, sure.
Armed robbery in progress to Mason and Ainsworth. Request backup, please.
Holy shit.
I'll tell them we're coming.
Did you see that?
Huh?
Don't tell me you didn't see that.
See what?
The white Honda.
What about it?
What about it? It has a ski rack on it.
So?
Nobody skis in this neighborhood.
Nobody's...
Jesus Christ, just as I suspected. Fucking Oregon Trail plates, too.
What?
There's some major fucking vice activity going on. I can smell it like a shark smells plankton. What's the speed? What's the speed? Gauge him.
38 miles per hour.
Holy mother of Moloch. 38 in a motherfucking 35 zone. This is serious shit. Pull up alongside him.
Do you really?
Lives are at stake here.
We've got a hostage situation near Williams and Elvina.
God damn, I should have guessed. Tinted windows. Can barely see anything. Holy fucking Jehovah. Did you see that?
See what?
Motherfucker looked right at me. Looked right at me. Turned and looked right at me. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Drop back, kid. It's time to escalate. Fucker didn't have two hands on the wheel either, bastard. This one's a real piece of work.
We've got a shooting reported at Fremont and MLK.
Aw, can you believe that?
Can I believe...
There are only 3.5 car lengths between him and the vehicle he's behind. That does it, kid. Wait. He's slowing down. This could be our chance. 110, 100, 90, 80, 75. Now he puts the signal on. You are 25 feet too late, asshole. Put the siren on, kid. We're moving in. Get right behind him and I'll take out his tires.
What the...
I said move, Tonto. Move. That's better. Smile, you son of a... This fucking priest doesn't even know how to turn into a fucking skid. Goddamn maniac. Ram it.
But I...
Do it. Get his ass off the fucking road. Okay, kid, it's crunch time. Let's go.
Hey, what's going on?
Get back in the car. Get back in the car. I want to see your license, okay? Keep your hands where I can see them. I want to see those hands.
How can I get my license if you want to see my hands?
What are you doing?
Shut up, kid. Watch and learn. Where's that fucking license? Let me see those hands.
But I...
Get out of the car. Get out of the car.
You just told me to stay in the car.
Get out of the car and let me see your hands.
How can I open my door?
Get out of the car. Now. Jesus fucking Christ. Get back in the car.
What?
Get back in the car.
Are you...
Stand back. I'm gonna shoot. Stand back. How dare you disobey my instructions, asshole? How dare you? I got him covered, kid. Cuff him.
Cuff him? He's dead.
Bullshit. He's faking. I know these types. Can't trust them even when they're full of lead. Cuff him. I'll check the car. Just as I suspected, look at all this contraband. These are illegal fireworks. And this. Driving with an open container.
It's a can of root beer.
That's right. And look at this. Two glass bottles and a bag full of trash. We recycle in this fucking town, buddy. Goddamn scumbag. Nice work, kid. Nice work. The streets are safer thanks to you.
What the fuck is going on here? Jesus H. Christ! Did you just shoot this motorist, Sergeant?
Yes, sir, I did.
Oh, really? You just shot a motorist in broad daylight. Where's the taser? I don't see a taser anywhere.
I'm sorry, sir.
Don't apologize, kid. You did fine. Tell me, Sergeant, what's the procedure for a traffic stop?
Sir,
what's the procedure?
Taser first, gunfire second.
That's right. Taser first, gunfire second. The kid gives the jolt, then you pull the trigger. But what do we do before we even get that far, huh?
Well, the officers...
Speak up, Sergeant. I can't hear you.
The officers approach the car and attempt to apply a hold on the motorist.
Right again, Sergeant. We don't like a moving target, do we?
No, sir.
And we might damage the vehicle if we shoot from 30 feet away. Do we want that?
No, sir.
So why didn't you follow the procedure, Sergeant?
I was trying to protect the kid. He seemed nervous.
The kid can take care of himself. If he can't, he'll learn. Jesus Christ, you've gone soft. What's wrong with you? I remember when you were the master of the sleeper hold. Now look at you. can't even wait for the taser. If you slip much further, Sergeant, I'm gonna have you assigned to the Joint Terrorism Task Force. Do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's run through it again. Get back in the Honda, Nelson.
Can someone get these cuffs off me?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Thanks.
All right. Everybody ready to protect and serve? Let's roll.
How high are we?
About 3,000 feet. The peak is at 11. Tired?
No. All my muscles ache, but I feel strangely invigorated. We could walk forever, it seems, as if the mountain went to the sky but never reaches it.
There's a sensation of frost on my skin, even though it's moist with sweat. The air is so crisp, it seems we are breathing in ways we haven't breathed before.
100% pure, right?
Or close. I'm being cleansed of life crap. I'm being thrown into the wind.
My body, too, is finding its own focus, centering on each step. I feel that I can separate the experience of each muscle. My ankles, for example, not used to moving uphill on such terrain, are stretching in ways that are unfamiliar. I can feel each new movement. The muscles in my thighs that pull me up, and the way my back is flexing all seem new and exciting, as if I were just born and finding ways to use my body for the first time.
You've hiked quite often, though.
Yes. That is what strikes me now. This experience reminds me of previous hikes, but there is something fresh about it that makes it original.
Being with me.
Yeah, I'm sure that's it.
I'm not mocking. I feel the same way. Maybe it's the peak. Not to get all new age wookie wookie, but maybe the spiritual energy from the peak is coursing through us. I've often felt that our legs are just conduits for the earth to extend itself and communicate.
Then how do you explain our utter disregard for the earth?
Consumption and industrialization come from the brain, Vicky. It's a conflict, I admit, but the urges we feel to wrap ourselves in nature come from our feelings, emotions. It's not a self-generated thought, like, maybe I should wash the car.
Maybe I should go deep into the forest and smell the pine needles on the forest floor. Yeah, I guess you're right. You do realize, of course, that we are speaking in gross generalizations.
That's what I do best. If we use specifics, then we have to find evidence to back up our theories. That would be too much work.
Robbie, I love the way your hair is rolling and shining in the sunlight. It's melodic.
It's starting to stick to my face. I'm not having any trouble believing that this is the center of the universe, that we exist here with each other, solo. Almost feels like we're on a quest.
A pilgrimage, perhaps. What made you think of this trip today?
I knew you would ask that. I was drawn to the mountain as I was drawn to you. As we get closer to the peak, more and more I'm feeling that the spiritual feeling I'm getting from the mountain and the feelings I have for you are similar. I hate to get symbolic, but as we narrow our hike toward the point, I feel that we are focusing our psychology on a single, driving, all-encompassing feeling.
Lots of feelings in there. What does it mean?
A bogey on the feelings meter, big time. Want some water?
Yes. You're talking about a kind of purification that has nothing to do with exercise, right?
Oh yeah. We're beyond exercise now. Wouldn't you say that? Well, you know how you were talking and feeling all the parts of your body as separate components and as a whole? That we are zeroing in on our real, unhidden relationship with the physical world?
That's why I find this so beautiful. There aren't just pretty daisies. Those aren't just gorgeous rhododendron.
They're actually mountain laurel. Same family.
Well, whatever. Those little purple flowers, the variegated leaves here and here, the colors of brown and gray in the striated rock, clouds as white as unpolluted thought, evergreen stretching like a blanket of gentle sisters across the hills below us. It's no wonder we feel, or rather, I'm feeling now, more than ever before, like we belong here. We do. We are so much more a part of this than we let ourselves admit. Steel girders are really abstract. This feeling we have here is the concrete experience.
No pun.
No pun. Do you see what I mean? That's why a spot like this, or scenery like this, seems beautiful to everyone. All people respond to beauty in nature because they are looking at another part of a mirror.
I knew someone once who hated the sight of mountains.
I know you did. I think she was just trying to get a reaction out of you. But this feeling of belonging that we are experiencing now is the kind of connectedness that people try to recreate in the relationships, because in the world of brick and schedules, it's missing.
I agree. You know, I could watch you all day long. I could listen to you all day long. In fact, I do. I think you're marvelous. Hey, look, we're here.
That was fast. The pinnacle. I thought it would take us longer. Let's have some water. My God, Robbie, look at this. The majesty. It's almost beyond my mental understanding, but my body understands it well.
I'm taking off my shoes.
Don't slip on the mud. Must have rained up here recently.
Oh, that feels wonderful. You should do it too.
Okay. I wish we could live with this understanding, this feeling every day.
Every day? It's very intense, but I've never been as happy as I am right now, here, and most importantly, with you. Give me your hand.
In a second. Almost barefoot. Oh, that feels so...
Vicky? Vicky?
Robbie?
Vicky?
Robbie?
I'm afraid she's gone. I'll turn that machine off.
She's smiling.
I'm glad you were able to stay with her. She smiled when you took her hand. I don't think she suffered much at the end with the full drip.
Thanks, Doctor. I know you did what you could over the last several months. I'll just stay a minute and...
Vicky?
What's that on her feet?
I don't know. On both feet, too. It looks like...
mud. Dirt. And look! Look at this! Between her toes. Doctor, it's a crushed daisy.
Television.
Raise the rent. 300 square feet, no hot water, roaches running amok like Mongol warriors, and they want to raise the goddamn rent. Jackhammers, Metallica at 3 in the morning, groceries up 6 flights of steps, dog shit in the halls, assholes getting high in the laundry room, chaos is off the charts. This city's gonna kill me. I should find a house in the country. Suburbs. Big lawn, bird bath.
And do what? There aren't many elevator operators in the country. You'd end up being a janitor in some computer chip factory, walking around with headphones on all day, touching the anti-static ground every half hour, nodding to the suits who really have nothing over you except money.
And education.
You've been hoarding money like the next depression is coming. Why don't you go back into school? Go after something. Computer tech? Library sciences is a one-year program.
Yeah, I'd be walking around with my headphones on, filing books for the next 5 years until the 85-year-old librarian matriarch died or retired. You're one to talk. You take random, non-credit classes that amount to nothing more than social events.
We have to get over this negative attitude. Our bickering has become one of the fine arts. We have to get out of this hellhole. If you don't find something to take you out of this city and out of this apartment, you're going to be riding old ladies up and down the elevator until that building gets sold. And you are out of a job, or you die in between floors. You've seen those old doormen asleep at the TV monitors, kissing up to some 20-something dot-commer for a little extra Christmas bonus. You want to be one of them? And look at this place. Look how you've settled into it like an animal making a nest. Only yours is fashioned out of old jaundiced newspapers and wrinkled aging foil and curling National Geographic. On the brightest day of the year, we can only hope for pale yellow haze in there and a pulpy aroma.
I don't see you burning a path to success. For all your rhetoric about academics and learning, careers and driveways in the burbs, you're sitting here with me, waving away the dust and complaining about Mrs. Murfenberg snoring next door.
Why do the walls have to be so thin? I'll tell you why. Long time ago, these were bigger, plush apartments, each of them at least 4 bedrooms large. And later, what they did was...
We've heard that before. I know this story. Don't you know I know this story? Can't you remember yourself telling me this story? I have to listen to your lectures about 13 times each. You can't even see the two of us standing here, can you? You can only see me. Two of us standing here and... Got ya. In these filthy t-shirts, surrounded by the smell of mold and nostalgia, and you lecture me about the walls as if I moved in last night? Get out of your skin. Look at us from the ceiling. You accuse me... That's my point. You're as comfortable recreating the same old diatribes as I am reading the National Geographic. You know what the label says on the inside of your faded, stained robe?
Stagnation.
That's right. Tired, worn out, ragged.
As comfortable in stagnation as any geriatric in an old age home. If you don't find something to do, you're going to be here the rest of your life, eating canned corn out of that broken pot and shouting the answers at the TV during Jeopardy. The newspapers are going to touch the ceiling. Roach Tower Condos. Fourth floor. How many times have you heard yourself say that? Good morning, Mr. Stock Option. Nice day we're having, Mr. Blue Chip. How's that boy of yours, Mrs. Power Throne? You resent them for your poverty, but you can't do anything about it.
For the same reason you can repeat one sermon 200 times in a row. Because you...
What are you looking for?
The application. I just want to put it on the desk. It's kind of an omen.
A talisman, you mean?
Yeah, I just want to have it there. I'm not saying I'll do anything with it. I'm not saying I'll commit to it. I'm not saying I will, but I want to know that I still have it. And that at any time I can come in here, sit down at this table, and fill out the application. Don't pester me about it later. I just want to know that it's still here.
Good luck finding a pen in this place.
I know where the pens are, and so do you. I'm tired of your shit.
You make me sick sometimes. With your complacency, with your excuses.
With your arrogance, with your pomposity.
With your lack of desire, motivation. All you want is a bowl of cornflakes and a fold-out map of ancient Greece. With that, you're content.
With your private scribbling, ruminations on your trite triumphs over the world that exists in your head. There. There it is. I still have it.
You found it. Who picked it up for you?
Big deal. Anyone could have picked it up for me. Anyone.
Who?
Anyone. I could have picked it up. I could have dropped by the place on my way home. I could have done it without your help.
You didn't. You asked me. You specifically asked me if I would drop by.
Ouch!
What's that?
Ouch!
A pencil? It hurts. Right there on the floor where you can get lead poisoning. My foot will probably swell up to the size of the Hindenburg. This place is a mess. Why don't you move?
Why don't you move? You're all talk. You point a finger, and I don't see you doing anything. In fact, I think you're the reason I'm still living in this open sore. You would rather complain about it than do anything. You love to have me as your audience while you patter on. This is perfect for you because no one will ever inspect your patter.
What? What are you talking about?
You can lecture me 10,000 times about the problems of the world, the state of this apartment, my numerous faults, and nobody will ever criticize your work. No one will ever correct your structure, your sentence construction, the defense of your thesis, or your delivery. It's easier to rein in abysmal comfort than to challenge your way out of here. I'm going to do it. I'm going to fill out the application. I have to have a goal. I have to have a positive, forward-looking goal. I just can't sit here looking at the walls in between shifts, waiting for you to do something, 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 because you won't. I have to do something for myself. If only to get away from you.
That's what the doctor said. You sound like the doctor. Go ahead, Admiral Byrd. Discover. Forge ahead. Sit down and fill out the form. Chart new personal territory. Make a goal. Set a date. Buy a watch. Get a calendar. Or do you dare? Can you stand it looking out at you with its accumulation of days? Watching you and waiting for something to be written on it? Waiting for you to cross the room and write an appointment? A future appointment? Could you suffer the gaze of a calendar? Could you?
I have to move. I can't sit here another day and listen to the scritching of the bugs on the walls gnawing away at my time. The lines of dust. Dead skin.
Sit down. Here's a pencil with a little blood on it. A baptized pencil. Go ahead, fill out the form. Here, take it, here. No, I thought not. Not the right time. Maybe after lunch. After dinner. Maybe tomorrow. Tomorrow, maybe. Next week. The first of the month. Maybe you'll wait for a pen. The next time you go out, find one at work, maybe. Is that it? Is that why you hesitate? You'd better do something. You'd better imagine yourself doing something. The doctor said, if you want to get well.
Even when the poet seems most himself.
Even when the poet seems most himself.
He is never the bundle, never the bundle of accident and incoherence
that sits down to breakfast. That sits down to breakfast. He has been reborn as an idea, something intended. Complete.
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 Sent in the application. I told him I had a forward-looking goal. I'm looking around. I'm investigating. I have my feelers out. I'm looking. What the hell more does he want? He should know how difficult it is in the city. He should know what it takes in the city. What do I have to do? Sacrifice a limb?
He wants you to make an appointment.
Yes. Call my secretary, he said. Couldn't do it himself.
What did he say? Was he at all pleased?
Say, well, the usual rhetoric, the usual non-committal vague response that might as well be silence. Good, he said, all positive, but call my secretary.
He's too busy, no doubt. Investing, counting.
He's suspicious. He didn't believe you. He doesn't trust the phone.
He wasn't fooled. He knew the phone wasn't you. He wants to look you over, look you in the eye. Watch you and measure your responses.
We're screwed.
I'm screwed.
Sit down. Fill out the form.
Yes, fill out the form. I'll help you.
We'll do it together. That'll show him. Maybe this time we'll get it right.
I have to do the dishes. I have to look through the mail. I don't have time today. And tomorrow, well, there's work.
We were close. This time we were closer. I could feel it. What are you doing?
I'm looking for the one about the Incas. I thought it was in this stack. There's something I want to see. I wanted to see something about how they cultivated food. I know it's in here someplace. I saw it the other day, and I put it back in the stack where I got it from.
You've read them all a million times.
It's always
what more
been
could you possibly want to see?
It should be.
You could probably recite each one of the articles from memory.
If no one
memory.
Bothered with it or took it out of order, I didn't.
You're like a gerbil. Staying at the wheel? How do you ever expect to progress when you just keep going around in circles? The world evolves. It moves in its own orbit, and it won't wait for you. I've tried to tell you many times. You can't sit here and expect the world with all of its...
I'll do it. I'll do it next time. I really will. I'll convince him. I'll show him it's okay. I'll really show him, and then what can he say? When I show him, he'll have to. Next time. Next time. Next time. Maybe...
Thank you.
woman.
Man.
Woman.
Man. Man.
Woman. Woman. Woman.
Man.
Woman.
Man. 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 Man.
Woman. Woman. Woman.
Man.
Woman.
Man. Man. Man.
Woman. 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 Woman.
Man.
Woman.
Man.
Woman.
Man.
Woman. 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 Woman.
Man.
Woman.
Woman.
Woman. Woman.
Man.
Woman.
Baby. 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 Baby.
Woman. Woman.
Man. 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 Man.
Woman. Woman. Woman.
Man, man.
Woman, 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 woman.
Man, 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 man.
Woman.
Man, man,
woman, woman, woman.
Man, man, man. Man, man, man.
Woman, woman, woman. A woman.
Love.
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 Love. Love.
Love. Love.
Love. Love.
Love. Love. Love.
Love. Love. Love.
Love.
Love.
Love.
Love.
Love.
Love.
Love.
Man, man, man.
Woman. Woman, woman.
Man, man.
Woman, woman.
Man.
Woman, woman.
Man.
Woman.
Man.
Woman, woman. Woman, woman.
Man,
woman.
Man,
woman.
Love, love,
love,
love.
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 Hey, Frank.
Hey, Jim. How's it going there?
Yeah, can't complain, can't complain.
Care for some iced tea?
That'd be great. Heard it's supposed to rain tomorrow. Gotta make sure to get the herd in so they don't get stuck out there in that mess. They're grazing on the Nesmith land.
And Margie's knee's been achy again, so you know it's gonna be a good storm.
Yeah, poor Margie. I expect the last thing she needs right now is an achy knee. How's that paper of hers coming along?
All right. She doesn't want me to read it until it's done and presented to the doctorate committee, but she still bounces ideas off me now and then. Hopefully, she'll be done soon. It'll be exciting to go back to New York again for the graduation ceremony. Spring's real nice up there in Morningside Heights.
What's her paper about again?
Well, she decided to use that Invisible Man by Ralph Ellison to talk about cultural stereotypes. Can you believe she wrote a whole chapter on that? Overcome 'em with yeses, undermine 'em with grins. Agree him with death and destruction bit.
Yeah, that's a great one. Sure is. That book's a hell of a lot more dense than a lot of them. More food for thought. Like the jungle. You ever read the original version, the one that was printed in the socialist newspaper before it was published?
Nope, afraid not.
I mean, come on, we get it already. Yeah, the poor workers and meat packing and all, but Upton Sinclair does all the thinking for you. Language tells you what to think already. Where's the mystery in reading that? Now, Heart of Darkness, now there's the thinker. Journey to the uncharted regions of the human psyche and all.
Well, you know Margie's specialty is modern American literature, so Heart of Darkness wasn't really an option for her dissertation. I think Live at the Met is almost on. You want me to turn it over? They're doing Lucia de Lammermoor today. I think it's a rebroadcast with Joan Sutherland.
Sure. I'll just finish my tea here and be on my way. Gotta get the herd in, you know.
What can I do for you, miss?
Give me 20 of regular. Thanks. Here's the 20.
Sure thing.
Say, I'm Kelly McRae from An Inside Affair. We're just passing through, but I'm doing a story about a hot issue and wanted to get an opinion from a wide variety of people around the state. Would you mind if we interviewed the both of you on camera?
Nah.
Hey, Jim, you care if they ask us about some stuff?
Sure.
Okay, I think we're ready here. Can you state your name, please?
Frank Johnson.
Great, thanks. Now, Frank, have you heard about gay people here in Aberdeen? People who are the same gender who have intimate relationships together?
Sure.
Well, right now in Raleigh, the state is trying to get a bill passed that allows for gays to get married. What do you think about that?
Well, now, I guess I don't really have much of an opinion on that since I'm not gay and it doesn't affect me.
Don't you feel that the sanctity of your marriage is somewhat threatened by these people?
Nah. I don't go for men and my wife don't go for women. We've been together for near 15 years now and we're fine. Greatest threat to our marriage is burrito night down at the Green Spring Cafe. Gives me gas, you know? Gets so bad, Margie makes me go sleep on the couch with Buster. That's our hound dog.
Great, great. Tell me about the town here. Where are we?
Aberdeen. Population, 112. Let's see here. I own the service station and the general store. He's a cattle farmer.
Well, a gas station. It's good to see so much civilization way out here. You must be very proud.
I suppose. It's just a gas station. People need gas. Well, except maybe the type from burrito night.
Well then, can you state your name for me, please?
Hey, Frank. Overcome them with yeses. Undermine them with grins. Watch this.
I's Jimbo.
Hello, Jimbo. What do you think of the possibility of gay people getting married?
Isn't everyone gay when they're getting married?
Yes, they are, Jimbo. How about two men or two women who want to get married?
That's just wrong.
Why is it wrong?
Because I think it is. I know it is.
Frank, have you read the law that is being proposed in Raleigh? Oh, Frank, can you read?
No, ma'am. Reading's for city folk.
City folk? Where? I'm gonna get my shotgun.
Hush up now, Jimbo. She's city folk, but she's all right.
She is pretty. Real pretty.
Well, gentlemen, that's all we need today. Thanks for your time.
Say, I think my brother here, and uncle, is looking for a lady friend. He's a great banjo player. Would you like to hear his version of Poor Miss Liza Jean?
I'd love to, but we really need to be getting back to Raleigh to cover the protests outside the Capitol building. Thanks again for chatting. Be sure to watch our show on television.
Television? What's a television?
Miss Olson in Hilliard has a television, Jambo. Short thing, miss. We can go watch it at Miss Olson's house in Hilliard.
What was that overcome 'em with yeses, undermine 'em with grins business all about?
Probably some PR advice from the Grand Dragon or something. Let's get out of here.
Woo-wee! Ooh, that was fun.
Yup.
Say, Frank, you gotten your new Scientific American yet?
Not yet. They gonna publish your letter?
Supposed to.
Good. About time someone set him straight on bovine methanation.
Yep. Well, I gotta get the cattle in. Thanks for the tea. See you later, Frank.
Take it easy, Jim.
And so, that wraps up another episode for May 31st, 1968 of the Sudden Radio Project. Tell us, David, what happens every Monday night here at KBOO?
Well, Nigel, every Monday night from 11 to midnight is the Radio Theater Hour. First Monday, it's the Ubu Hour. Second Monday, it's the Listeners.
And the third Monday, it's Gremlin time. And of course, the final Monday, it's the Sudden Radio Project.
Very good, David. I'm sure our listeners will be eager to join us every Monday night for a radio theater here in Portland, Oregon. So keep listening to KBOO. Tonight's contributors were...
Grace Carter!
Heather Andrew,
Lori Paschal!
Roland Carlson!
And my colleague, Nigel Knight!
Thank you, David, and good night.
Good day!
Stay tuned for the Tiki Cha Cha Club.
Glad to see you all aboard.
Ole, ole, it's show time.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room.
Welcome to our tropical hideaway, you lucky people, you. If we weren't in the show starting right away, we'd see the audience too.
All together in the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room.
All the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room.
Our show is delightful, we hope you'll agree. We hope that it fills you with pleasure and glee. Because if we don't make you feel like that, we're gonna wind up on the lady's hat.
In the tiki 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 room. In the tiki 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 room.
All the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room.
A little louder.
Tiki 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 room. In the tiki 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 room. All the birds sing words and the flowers croon. In the tiki 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 room.
Stay tuned for the Tiki Cha-Cha Club.
Taking you to faraway places and bringing them home to you. This is the Tiki Cha-Cha Club, where the Cocktail Nation meets Exotica at the corner of Kalakaua Boulevard and Bourbon Street in a little Spanish village, a small discotheque on the Isle of Capri.
Better and better all the time. And I hope you are too, because you've found us here at KBOO, where we hide away in this dark, fuzzy little studio way down deep inside Southeast Portland. And we come alive every Monday night at midnight with the wacky cha-cha. Got that all figured out too. I mean, it's the tacky cha-cha. Or the quacky cha-cha. Quack, 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 quack.
right. It is the Tiki Cha-Cha Club. Taking you to faraway places and bringing them home to you every Monday night right here at KABU, Portland's community radio.
Oh.